Gift card sales have certainly exploded over the past couple of years, and yep, they're expected to grow by a large amount this year. Their ease of purchase and the elimination of the risk of buying something that somebody won't want make them a quick solution for Christmas shopping. That haste, though, can create some waste and confusion. It'll help you keep organized and aware when it comes to gift cards. As personal finance contributor for TheStreet.com, Lauren Lyons-Cole. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Chris.
Street.com and MainStreet.com are two websites for becoming more financially aware of a variety of issues, including gift cards, which, you know, I know that there are a lot in the stores, and I guess that's because a lot of people are using them. Last year, 81% of Christmas shoppers bought gift cards last year, average $45.16, typical denominations $25 and $50. So there are a lot of people out there, Lauren, that are snagging those gift cards.
Yeah, in fact, for the eighth year in a row, they are the most requested holiday gift. So it's a safe bet, certainly, while you're out there holiday shopping this year.
What unlike with a credit card, when you get it, you get all the fine print brochures and pamphlets that give you the hows, the whys, the wheres, and penalties, mistakes you can make that could cost you money. Too often, gift cards, they just come with the card, and there are times you can get nasty surprises, like if you don't use it by a certain date, it starts decreasing in value. There are fees on the month, depending on the card. There's a lot of things you have to watch out for.
Well, it's true, and there's actually a great website called ScriptSmart. It's S-C-R-I-P Smart, and they evaluate gift cards. I really like this because they'll take into consideration the expiration date and also the fees, as well as, you know, the nature of the business. Is it a business that's on the verge of bankruptcy, you know, because you might not want to get a gift card at one of those places. So if you're thinking about which place to buy a gift card at, I think that's a really good website to start with.
I'm reading, too, about the gift cards have gone electronic as well.
Yeah, so that's an exciting development because, in fact, 40% of millennials admit to losing a gift card, which is a disappointing thing to find out as a gift giver. So to make it easy on everyone, you can consider buying electronic gift cards. Or there's an app called Gift, which is spelled with a Y, so it's G-Y-F-T. You can give electronic gift cards through the app, or if you've given a plastic gift card, the gift recipient can use the app to take a picture of the gift card, and they can manage it and keep track of the balance that way. And in case you lose it, you can still, you know, redeem the value.
Stat here, since 2012, 59% of gift cards are now at least available electronically. That's up 18 points from last time they did account 4 years ago. And increase of the availability of these electronic gift cards, it's good news for what they call the millennials, since they're, as Lauren just said, more than twice as likely to lose it. Mobile gift card usage among millennials is double that of older adults, which is not a surprise. The as far as the gift card use is concerned, the generic ones like American Express, for example, are they accepted everywhere, or do you have to have the business accepting a standard American Express card to use a gift card there like that?
Yeah, that's true. So they're going to be accepted anywhere that American Express or Visa is accepted. And those are popular because of that, the flexibility to use it wherever you want to use it. But really, they're not a good deal because you're always going to, almost always, going to have to pay a fee, a couple dollars, you know, $3, $4, $5 to purchase the gift card. And in that case, you'd be better off just giving cash. I mean, you don't want to pay extra to give a gift card.
A little inside business, too. That's why some stores don't accept American Express, because the store's fee to the credit card company, in that case American Express, is a higher fee than what they pay for to MasterCard, Visa, and Discover.
Exactly. Yeah, so American Express is doing really well. They're just getting fees on both ends. And then if the millennial loses the card, they're, you know, it's a huge loss overall.
Is giving cash still okay? I mean, are there ways to give cash via gift cards?
Well, giving cash via gift cards, of course, a lot of people do that with the Visa or Amex gifts. But giving cash definitely is what a lot of people want. In fact, there have been studies that have shown that a lot of people are already looking to their New Year's resolutions, which might involve getting in shape, getting their finances in order. So there are ways you can give cash without just, you know, handing over $20, $50. You might say that it's put towards something that you know the person is working for. And that way it's still a thoughtful gift. And it doesn't feel quite as, just boring, like here's some money.
And, you know, think about what you're trying to be thoughtful about. If you give someone a gift card for a gym, for example, try to explain, no, I don't think that's because I don't think your butt's fat is why I'm giving you this.
Right. Well, no. Yeah, you want to do that if it's something the person has mentioned.
Yes,
or
exactly.
Asked for. Yeah.
Yeah, suggesting versus listening to what someone wants and wishes for. That's sort of what you want to balance this time of year. We're talking with Lauren Lyons Cole from thestreet.com about gift cards, how to keep things organized, be more aware as a gift card consumer, which I think pretty much everyone listening right now is in one way, shape, or form. Thestreet.com and mainstreet.com on the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. A lot of places like Amazon.com, they offer gift cards. Is there any possible safer bet than an Amazon gift card? Because what isn't available through Amazon?
Right. And so, if you're trying to give a gift, and if you're someone who's drawn to one of those Amex or Visa, just general gift cards, you might want to actually consider something like Amazon or even Target or Walmart. Those are the most popular retailers, and they're the place where you can buy just about anything. So someone should be able to find a use for that gift card.
As far as expiration dates, is there any standard? Is it something in the ballpark, or are there just so many variables that you need the website that you mentioned before just to do the research before you buy a gift card to make sure it has a reasonable shelf life to it?
Always do the research because it can vary, but I believe 5 years is the standard at this point. So the issue is almost less about the gift card expiring and more about the person losing the gift card. So
yeah, that's
where an app like Gift can really come in handy.
And it's coming, you know, we're talking about the large national, being online international businesses, local businesses make their own gift cards available too.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, actually, we're coming up on Small Business Saturday, and if you are an Amex cardholder, you can get statement credits for shopping at local retailers. So that could be a good idea if you've got a great boutique in the area or a great restaurant that you want to support.
And there's actually a company, I know they have a couple of towns in New Jersey, and they go national. Their name escapes me right now. But they create discount cards, which I guess is a cousin to a gift card. And if you shop at a local business, you actually wind up getting a certain percentage shaved off of your property taxes.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'll have to look into that as well. That sounds really interesting.
Well, especially in New Jersey. If you get a few bucks shaved off your property taxes, that means you're going to have a Merry Christmas this year.
Yeah, that's a very good gift.
And they always think of what's next, what more can be done with anything, especially with the internet and electronics. You know, what is being seen as possible next for gift cards? As we mentioned, they've already got electronic. There's every means by which to use one. How many more bells and whistles other than, you know, total transparency when you get one is possible with gift cards?
Yeah, I'm sure just given the demand for gift cards, they're so popular. Retailers like them, gift recipients like them, gift givers like them. I'm sure as the holiday seasons in the future progress, we're going to see a lot of interesting innovations in that world. So if people have ideas out there, it might be a good market to start thinking about.
So before you just pluck one off the display or the shelf or think that's an automatic, easy Secret Santa gift, do a little research, take a little time, and make sure the gift card you're getting is a place someone will want to shop at, has flexibility, has staying power, shelf life, and is not going to have any hidden surprises when someone that you give it to is going to try to use it. And to learn more about gift cards, holiday shopping, financial responsibility, and sanity, a couple of websites to always remember for the information they provide, thestreet.com and mainstreet.com. And from thestreet.com, we've been joined by personal finance contributor Lauren Lyons Cole. Lauren, Merry Christmas. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me, Chris.